100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's 8464CA. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Alan Milne, CEO of SkyTrans Airlines. Had a great chat with him the other day about obviously some fairly significant changes that's happening in the aviation industry. Not so bad, I guess, for some of those smaller regional airlines, just like SkyTrans, but certainly for international airlines. They have lost so many pilots. They've lost so many staff. And of course, you know, people in hospitality, so many different areas have been forced to often change industries. A lot of people moving into IT. So quite a change when it comes to, I guess, the basic, the territory and I guess the environment of employment these days. The industry body for recruitment and staffing is called the RCSA. And my special guest joins me this morning, Charles Cameron. Charles, thank you so much for your time this morning. You guys would be looking at some really, really major changes as to what's happening with respect to your industry in recent years.
Yeah, a lot of change, a lot of fluctuation, Murray, and I think for people that creates a fair bit of consternation. They're looking for industries you can rely upon these days, and unfortunately for Far North Queensland, so heavily reliant upon tourism and food, where there's going to be, of course, strong demand when we see the opening up. A lot of people are sort of leaving that industry, looking for industries you can rely upon, Murray.
And look, you know, it's been such a tough call for so many people, particularly for younger people as well. They may have set themselves up, for a long-term career, possibly in hospitality or tourism. And then I guess a situation where they've been, basically left out of opportunities because of what's happening in this world. So thankfully for quite a few people, there has been a real pivot. That's been the key word in the last 18 months or so to new industries. So I guess, the real focus for industry bodies like yours when it comes to recruitment and staffing is making sure that we can move people from those low demand areas to some of the high demand areas. What are some of those key high demand areas at the moment?
Yeah, look, high demand continues to be health. There's a real increase also in public administration and safety. Just quickly on that point about pivoting, one of the things we're very concerned about, the number of individuals that are not participating, especially those under 24, Murray. We've seen a reduction in the Cairns region of the youth working. Look, that may be partly due to young folk returning back to the region, wanting to get out of the lockdown areas. But we're very concerned that many are choosing not to participate. We've seen a weakness in the Cairns area, only a 3.2% employment growth compared to a Queensland average of 9.1%. So that's really concerning. One of the things we do know, though, and you probably alluded to it earlier in our, pre-interview discussion around people making new decisions, is this reliance upon soft skill transfer. So we're seeing a desire of business to look for people who have the capacity to problem solve, relationship manage and influence. And I think you even mentioned to me that we're even seeing individuals who may have otherwise been highly skilled, even pilots, who are choosing not to remain in the airline industry, moving into other areas. They have exceptional soft skills. So some of the areas we're really keen to try and work on is maybe even for a temporary period, because education and training in the Cairns area is right down as well in terms of the number of jobs, seeing if we can move them, relying upon those soft skills, problem solving, relationship management, influencing, into some of the healthcare areas, childcare, aged care and otherwise, because they require relatively minimal training, but these inherent skills are so valuable in the current market.
And it's interesting that you actually mentioned that, because my mum's had some health issues in the last 6 months or so, and I think she had to go and have a test, and she got talking to the guy that was wheeling her down for these tests, and she said he was a nice fella, and so they just got talking a bit, and he'd been a 747 pilot for some of the biggest airlines in the world for many, many years, and basically had taken a redundancy and was working specifically in those soft areas, particularly when it comes to healthcare, just in the last 12 months. So there seems like there is a real movement there. So pushing a wheelchair, she didn't expect a 747 pilot to be doing that.
At least you'll land it okay, mate, if the call goes awry. But, I'll give you another example. We've seen quite a few former pilots working in the recruitment industry because of their relationship management, their capacity to influence people, as I mentioned earlier. So you can't really blame them. Whether that remains long-term, we don't really know. But, it's a really interesting labour market at the moment, Murray. You've got huge shortages in the Hort area, you know, fruit picking and otherwise. And you guys would know that in the Cairns region. But then we have such a, I guess, a low participation rate comparatively in the area, especially amongst the youth. But on the flip side, we're seeing huge participation in the 45-year-old plus range. So unemployment at 45 plus is at 3.2% versus youth unemployment at 11.3%.
Wow.
The thing that worries me is whether these, habits get entrenched and individuals feel that because of the lack of predictability, there's a continual flux within the labour market. You sort of just buy out of having a go. That's, I think, where we have to all really step up and work with the youth.
And just touching back on farming that you've mentioned as well, you know, well, I guess fruit picking is a bit different specifically from the farming industry as such. But you should imagine, you know, with so many people going for a tree change out of some of the big cities and some of the major population areas of Australia, heading possibly more to the country and actually getting involved in farming and some more of those rural activities. Have you seen a bit of an uptick in some of those more, you know, western and rural farming areas as well?
Look, we've seen an uptick in the demand. We haven't necessarily seen an uptick in what we describe as the labour mobility into those areas. So, and this isn't just far north Queensland, Murray. We're seeing this right across the nation where individuals just simply aren't prepared to travel. And maybe that's contributed to by the uncertainty of lockdowns and otherwise, but we just haven't seen the increase in supply, even to the point where, and again, going back to that Hort issue and also more broadly, you may have heard recently that the federal government are introducing a new ag visa, which will see a greater capacity of individuals to come from overseas, especially the Pacific region, to come in and actually fill those positions. It's really getting to the point of crisis where we can't find people to work in the ag regions. And given it's one of those real growth areas, it's of great concern.
Yeah.
I mean, interestingly, just some other facts, you know, the government have looked at projections through to 2025 and where's all the employment growth going to be. And look, this isn't Cairns in particular, but it's non-Brisbane Queensland. The growth areas are going to be in health, 20% increase, accommodation and food at 22%. Now, again, that's on the assumption that we can open up. But interestingly, you know, you've got professional increasing at 11% as well. And we know there are local campaigns focusing on bring your job to Cairns. And we might see more of that where individuals do make a move up to far north Queensland, but actually provide their professional services into other parts of Australia as well.
Look, as we move out of the pandemic and as we wrap up this morning as well, I'm nearly out of time, with respect to some of the areas that are low demand at the moment, and we've touched on pilots and things like that, and that was one of the things that CEO of SkyTrans, Alan Milne, said to me the other day, is that once we get through the pandemic, there's actually a risk that we will have a position where we will actually have a lack of people being able to actually fill some of those positions that are now currently deemed to be low demand. Is that a bit of a challenge that's also on the horizon further down the track?
Oh, it is. We have a crisis already in terms of skill demand. We are seeing this right across the board, Murray. And here's my prediction. Even when we do start to open up and start letting people back into Australia, this isn't going to happen overnight. This is going to take another 2 years, in my view, to get anywhere close to the levels that we had previously. So if we see people removing themselves from industries that are, you know, might be seen as the higher risk in terms of longevity and the security of that work, we're going to see some major problems. So, yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough couple of years for business and individuals. So, hey, it's going to be all hands on deck, and let's hope that we can remain innovative. And I think ultimately, final point, I think we need to start thinking really carefully about how people work and making sure that we can ensure that it's not just one person working in one job. We really will need to look at, you know, one or two people working across multiple jobs so that we can share those skills.
Sure.
It's going to be a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a renewal and a revision of the way in which we work.
More of that pivoting, I should imagine.
Absolutely.
He's the CEO of the RCSA, which is the industry body for recruitment and staffing. Charles Cameron, thank you so much for your time this morning. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. There is